الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا صدق الله العظيم Respected and honorable elders, brothers, sisters, listen at home. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, we shall be starting the 16th juz, in which we shall, inshallah, recite Surah Maryam. The name Maryam is the only female name in the entire Quran. And even that was because the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salam, had no father and just the mother. Just to prove that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the name Maryam approximately 34 times. And she was a great servant, a devout servant, a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And imagine what caliber of a servant she was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named a surah after her name. This is also to show her status. The same way we have many people, one of them was Luqman, who was not a prophet, but he was an extremely devout servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam. So because we are going to read Surah Maryam today, inshallah, I thought I'll take up a few minutes just to talk about Maryam alayhi salam, and more importantly, her son, Isa ibn Maryam. The Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and another reason why I'm going to talk about this for a few minutes is because obviously Easter holidays is coming up, and generally a certain group of people, they celebrate Easter thinking that this was the time where he was crucified. Correct? But as Muslims, we know that he was not crucified. That is our belief. And it has been clearly explained, crystal clear in the Quran, that Isa alayhi salam, Allah says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They did not kill him and they did not crucify him, and they are in doubt. First of all, the birth of Isa alayhi salam was a miraculous birth because it was abnormal. Because until then, every person had a mother and a father, and he only had a mother. This was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she became pregnant. It was to show the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point in regards to Christmas. People think 25th of December was the date or the season where he was born. Now what is interesting is if we read Surah Maryam, when Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha is in a lot of pain due to being heavily pregnant, and she is near a stream, and she is underneath a date palm tree, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sketches this this image in the Quran, and Allah mentions the word rutuban janiyya. Rutub, when we go to Saudi Arabia, we know the khajur, the date, rutub, yeah? Rutub literally means ripe date. And the ripe date in Palestine or in Jerusalem, you do not get in winter. You get in spring or summer. So the birth of Isa alayhi salam was either in spring or early summer. It was not in December, in winter, because you don't get fresh ripe dates ready to eat in December time. You get it in spring or early summer. So again, those who believe that he was born in December, again, that negates the fact. And those who think that he was crucified during this time, again, that negates that fact as well. So both points are thrown out the window according to Muslims. So number one, he wasn't born in December. And number two, he wasn't killed or crucified. So if he isn't killed or crucified, my dear brothers, what is his state then? What is his state? He's alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, they think he was crucified, but he wasn't crucified because... See, let me just clarify one point. Somebody was crucified, that's for sure. Somebody was crucified, everyone saw it, and the person who was on the cross looked like Isa alayhi salam, but it was not Isa alayhi salam. Before they went to capture him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated him into the heavens, and there's a difference of opinions. Who was that person who was crucified? So there's two opinions. One is, it was either one of his disciples, or either it was one of the soldiers who went inside to capture him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed one of their two faces into the face of Isa alayhi salam. Then they captured him, thinking he was Isa alayhi salam. Then they put him on the cross, thinking he was Isa alayhi salam. Yes, all of this did happen. It did happen. But the person on the cross was not Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam is one of the major signs of the Day of Judgment. When the time comes, he will come down in Syria, in Damascus, in the Jami Masjid in Damascus, on the minaret. He will come down resting on two shoulders, one on either side. And then he will come down. By the time he will come down, Hazrat Mahdi radiyallahu anhu would have already appeared. And then they will meet up in Palestine. And it will be one of the times of Salah. Hazrat Mahdi will be leading Salah, Isa alayhi salam will be behind him. And anyway, he will rule, he will be a just ruler. There'll be a lot of goodness, so much goodness during his rule, that there'll be nobody left to take zakat money. Everyone will be so prosperous. And then he will get married, he will have children, and then when the time of death will come, He will die near Medina Munawwara, and he'll be buried next to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallah khairan. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Salatul Isha. Salatul Isha. Salatul Isha. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.